Hello, everyone. Good to see all you here today. My wife and I were not here for the first three Sabbaths of August. During that time, we went on vacation and we drove to Cincinnati during that time. Our destination was to see our daughter, Adrienne, graduate from the Ambassador Bible Center. As we know in the church here, we call it ABC, which is at the UCG home office. To see the young and the old graduate from ABC was quite inspiring. After returning home 14 states later, 5,431 miles later, I have since discovered that in our drive across America, there was a second destination. In reality, that destination was a journey across America to discover the providence of God in this nation, His church, and His people. Today, I'd like to take a look at the providence of God and see what this means. The International Standard Bible Encyclopedia defines providence as meaning forethought and foresight that imply a future end, a goal, and a definite purpose and plan for attaining that end. So we see that God provides for His creation in many ways. The ultimate in God's providence towards man is man's spiritual good. Now, as I drove across America, it became very evident that America was truly a blessed land. Now, this is because Abraham obeyed God, and God promised God that his descendants would be blessed with incredible blessings. I saw the incredible natural beauty of the Grand Teton National Park, Yellowstone National Park. I saw this land blessed with bountiful farms as far as I could see that produced food items for this nation and other nations. Now, God places people, individuals in places of power that God's providence may be worked out. On our way home, traveling west on I-64, we saw a sign that said Lincoln Boyhood National Memorial. So I looked at my wife Barb, and she looked at me, and we decided to detour off our route home and went there. And if you ever get a chance to go there, I highly recommend it. Now, there on the wall was a copy of Lincoln's farewell address to his friends at Springfield, Illinois. You see, Lincoln was on his way to Washington, D.C. to be inaugurated as President of the United States. Seven states had just recently seceded from the Union, and Lincoln told his friends at Springfield this. Let me read what he said. This is February 11, 1861. My friends, no one, not in my situation, can appreciate my feeling of sadness at this parting. To this place and kindness of these people, I owe everything. Here I have lived a quarter of a century and have passed from a young to an old man. Here my children have been born, and one is buried. I now leave, not knowing when or whatever I may return, with a task before me greater than which rested upon Washington. Without assistance of that divine being who attended him, I cannot succeed. With that assistance, I cannot fail. Trusting in Him, who can go with me and remain with you and be everywhere for good, let us confidently hope that all will yet be well. To His care, commending you, as I hope in your prayers you will commend me, I bid you affectionate farewell. Here we see by this that Lincoln acknowledged that God is the source of success. by the providence of God, God does place individuals in power so that God's will may be carried out. In Cincinnati, I saw God's providence in His church and people. There, God's Spirit was evident in His people and His ministers. From UCG's humble beginnings 10 years ago, where we had 400 mailings a week, is now grown to 10,000 mailings a week. I'd like to have you turn in your Bible to Revelation 3:8. As God knows the ending before the beginning of time, God in His providence has given us important instructions for His people and His church. So let's read in Revelation 3, verse 8. I know your works. Behold, I have set before you an open door, which no one is able to shut. I know that you have but little power, and yet you have kept my word and have not denied my name. Behold, I will make those of the synagogue of Satan, who say that they are Jews and are not, but lie. Behold, I will make them come and bow down before your feet and learn that I have loved you. Because you have kept my word of patient endurance, I will keep you from the hour of trial which is coming on the whole world. Try those who dwell upon the earth. I am coming soon. Hold fast what you have, so that no one else may seize your crown. He who conquers, I will make him a pillar in my temple of my God. Never shall he go out of it. And I will write on him the name of my God and the name of the city of my God, the new Jerusalem, which comes down from my God out of heaven in my own new name. First of all, we see that the church is small. We are told that we must keep patient endurance. If we do that, we will be kept from the hour of trial that is coming upon the earth. Recently, this nation has suffered a great trial. Hurricane Katrina slammed into the Gulf Coast. They say that maybe a million people are homeless. It covers an area the size of Kansas in great destruction. I don't know if you have any family there or friends, but I don't. But yet I saw on the TV stories that made one cry. In Cincinnati, I'm happy to say that my daughter has become engaged, and he's a graduate of the 2004 ABC class, and he lives in Biloxi, Mississippi. When he heard that was coming, he and his sister, who were in the church, he took his mother and father, who were in the church, to Atlanta to get away from the storm, which they did. Now, there was one brother who stayed behind, and they found out through him that none of their possessions were really damaged. Her sister's home had a few shingles taken off. Their parents' home was intact, and there was no flood damage. God does bless His people who obey Him. Now, many people are going to blame God on this hurricane. Yet God told the ancient Israelites He would bless them with favorable weather if they only obeyed Him. In Leviticus 26 and verse 3 it says, "If you walk in my statutes and observe my commandments and do them, then I will give you your rains in their season, and the land shall yield its increase, and the trees of the field shall yield their fruit." The unwillingness of mankind as a whole to obey and believe in God is the real reason for a suffering world. That suffering that we go through is only temporary. In Proverbs 22:8, it says, "He who sows iniquity shall reap sorrow." The choices that we do make have consequences, and have consequences on other people, even innocent people. Now, God, in His providence, is allowing to see and show others that God's way has a positive consequences in our lives that will produce the character of God in us. One of the most encouraging prophecies in the Bible talks about God relieving suffering. Let's turn to Revelation 21, and we'll read that. We'll read verse 3 through 5. "Behold, the dwelling of God is with man. He will dwell with them, and they shall be His people. And God Himself will be with them. He will wipe every tear from their eyes, and death shall be no more. Neither shall there be mourning, nor crying, nor pain any more, for the former things have passed away." That's an encouraging thing to realize that God has that in store for us, and for His people, and for people who don't know yet about God. Life is unexpected at times, and none of us know when each day or this day may be our last. There are many people who suffered their loss of life at Katrina, and they did not know that it was going to be their last day. The lesson that we can learn from this disaster is that we should not be taking the blessings of God that He has given to us for granted. We must follow Him. As 1 Peter 3:12 says, "The eyes of the Lord are on the righteous, and His ears are open to their prayers. But the face of the Lord is against those who do evil." In closing, my trip across America was very unusual in that this was our first trip across America, the Midwest. In 16 years of marriage, my wife and I had not taken a trip outside of church other than the feast together. And we were amazed at the providence of God. It's no accident that you are here today. By the providence of God, God has opened your hearts, your mind, to His ways. And that's what we must follow. In doing so, we will receive the blessings of God. We as a church have opportunity to proclaim that message to the world, and that is our mission. The people in the hurricane area now are suffering from lack of food, lack of water, lack of shelter. In time, that will be taken care of, their physical needs. But there is a greater spiritual need that they lack, many of them. And you have it here today. It's by God's providence that you have that. So we need to share that with others. May God be with you.